Joining us now is our buddy Bobby Belt. Covers the Cowboys, does radio down in Dallas, just like us, 105.3 The Fan. Bobby, what up, man? How you doing?
What's up, gentlemen? How you doing?
We're in Miami, which is cool. Physically, it's not cool, but it's dope to get to watch the practice, get to watch Tyreek running around. Chad Ochocinco is here. But we wanted to talk to you to kind of see what the hell is going on in the Big D. Get us up to speed.
Yeah, they are still in their standstill as it remains with their big three contracts that they have to get done. Micah Parsons, Dak Prescott, and CeeDee Lamb. Mike is the one that is the one that can probably afford to just push off the most and wait till next year to handle because, you know, they've still got him under contract this year, fifth year option next year, and then they can tag him after that. CeeDee Lamb is in his fifth year right now, has been holding out for all the training camp. And Dak Prescott is a free agent at the end of this season with a no franchise tag clause within his contract and a no trade clause within his contract. So you have absolutely no power to dictate or, you know, have leverage over Dak Prescott. So those three have kind of been at a standstill. They're working closest probably with Lamb at this point, but that's kind of been the main focus for the Cowboys has been those three contracts and the story that that's been. And then on the football field, it's kind of been business as usual. It's been a quiet camp, actually, from a, you know, on-the-field perspective because there's just so much going on that people are asking about in the actual business offices.
You think CD gets done because, like you said, they have no control basically over Dak. They can wait next year, but would that be the first one, CD?
Yeah, I think they got to get CeeDee done, especially if it's they're in a position that's remarkably similar to the one they were in 2019. So heading into the 2019 season, you had Dak entering the final year of his deal, Amari Cooper entering the final year of his deal, and Zeke holding out. And this was all while Jason Garrett, your head coach, was entering, you know, was a lame duck head coach, didn't have a contract passed that season. Same sort of thing this year. Mike McCarthy is in the last year of his deal. You've got three contracts that are coming up that are putting pressure on you. One of them is your quarterback, Dak Prescott, and you've got a player who's holding out of camp right now in CeeDee Lamb. And so they're in a remarkably similar fashion, and that season turned toxic fast for them. Uh-huh. Because when things start spiraling, we start having struggles, it's easy for guys who feel no security to start saying, all right, well, I got to start looking out for me, and I got to start figuring out what I'm going to do moving forward. And that goes for not just players, that goes for coaches. Like, there are coaches who start trying to, like, network around and figure out, where is my next gig? Because it's not going to be here, and we're having trouble here. So it's a very dangerous, delicate situation. So I think they can get Dak and Lamb done before the season starts. I think they'd ideally like to do that. I don't see any realistic chance they do it with Dak. Lamb is the one that they've got a better shot, but they've got to be willing to lose the negotiation a little bit. Too often they get hung up on this idea of win the negotiation and the high that seems to come from that. And they delay contracts and delay them and delay them and delay them, and they end up paying, you know, significantly more than they would have. So I think they're going to get Lamb done before the season starts. Probably not until they get back from Oxnard next week. But I mean, they're working. That they've got ground to make up with Lamb before the season starts.
I think Schefter the other day made clear that he thinks the CD contract gets finished. So I think that'll be a done deal.
Lamb's the one that they have the most interest in getting that one done immediately, and that's the one that Stephen and Jerry have spoken about most publicly recently.
All right, so let's say CD gets done. Micah, you do have time, so that's mm-hmm. a little different. What do you make of Dak? Whether the rumor is stupid or not, it seems like him going to Dak being a free agent, and then you get Shedeur Sanders next year. Have you heard any of that crazy stuff? Like, does that actually Dion all of these things? Do you give any of that any mind?
I would think I don't think either one of those things are happening. But if you told me which one is more likely, Shedeur potentially being the quarterback next year is more likely to me than Dion being the head coach. because I think with Shedeur, I think there's a general thought among scouts that I've spoken with that entering the season, the consensus kind of seems to be Shedeur is a back end of the first, early second type of player. And he's got a chance to elevate that status depending on how he plays this year. And so I think that with Dak being a free agent, if he were to move on, even if you're with Dak this year and you're a playoff team and then you're without a quarterback, you're sitting at the back end of the first. That might be around where Shedeur Sanders goes. Again, depending on how much he elevates his stock this season. So Shedeur could potentially be a fifth year if they were without a quarterback, because right now the quarterbacks they have behind Dak are Cooper Rush and Trey Lance. Cooper Rush, who's won NFL games as a starter before. Trey Lance, who's a former third overall pick. But none of the three are under contract. They literally don't have a single quarterback under contract for 2025 right now. And so wow. It's a little bit of a stressful, pressure-filled position that they're in right now. So they may get to a point where if Dak leaves, they're going to be forced to potentially address it in the draft or go get a bridge quarterback in free agency until they can figure something out. But, I mean, if this goes sideways and you lose Dak and McCarthy gets fired, you might just say, hey, we're hitting the detonation button on this one.
Just go into rebuild? I mean, I guess you kind of have to. Dak's a good player, and there aren't enough quarterbacks. Obviously, there'd be a verbose market for him, right? Like, there's got to be suitors out there, I would assume.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that he would absolutely have a market. You know, Ian Rappaport talked about it with Rich Eisen a couple weeks ago, where Eisen said if he hits free agency, Dak, you think he gets 60 a year? And Rappaport said way more. He would get way more than 60. And wow. So, and that's it. Next year is kind of a thin quarterback class in the draft, and it is a thin free agent quarterback class.
The Giants give up on Danny Dimes.
Go to Dak.
I'm just saying. Like, I'm running through scenarios in my head.
But let me ask you this question, Bobby. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, do you have any idea how much it would eat Jerry Jones up inside if in 2025 they're kicking off on Sunday Night Football against the New York Giants, quarterbacked by Dak Prescott and coached by Bill Belichick? I don't think he would be able to handle that.
He'll probably feel a little bit like Mara was feeling about Saquon going to Philly. But let me ask you this question,
yeah.
Okay. We've seen Micah Parsons. We understand he has unbelievable talent. But looking at Dan Quinn and Joe Witt, they seem to use him in different ways to basically accentuate his talent. Will mm-hmm. the defense now and coordinator now use him like they were using him or try to make him become one-dimensional, and he's less effective that way?
Zimmer's going to move him around a lot more than Quinn did, I think. Quinn would stand him up, sometimes put him in the hand of the ground. But, yeah, Dan Quinn was very versatile in the way that he used stuff, but he would kind of give you a static look. Like, it was just, here's what we're doing. Zimmer, of course, he's got the, his reputation is the double A gap blitzes. That's one of his calling cards. So
it's funny, we're out there in training camp.
we saw a lot of, in training camp, we saw a lot in Oxnard, California, of Micah Parsons standing in the A gap and rushing, or sometimes he's dropping back. There have been instances, you know, typically we've seen DeMarcus Lawrence on one end, Micah Parsons on the other. They've gone out there in certain packages where Micah is standing up on the same side as DeMarcus Lawrence, and they're both rushing from the same side. And again, sometimes there's a lot more, pre-snap disguise with what Mike Zimmer wants to do than what Dan Quinn does. Quinn has a lot of different versatile ways that he plays the defense, but at least our experience here in Dallas was he was going to show you pretty much pre-snap what they were wanting to do. Whereas with Zimmer, it's a lot of showing blitzes, you know, dummy communication, trying to, you know, stress the quarterback and their communication. And Micah Parsons has been a big, big part of that. But, you know, we got a chance to talk to Zimmer out in Oxnard, and he had talked about that he was really impressed with how quickly Micah was picking up so many of the things that he was asking him to do, because he's like, there's a lot that goes into it. There's some complexities, and it can take some time for guys, but he is pretty much telling the first time he gets it, and he's in with it. So they're going to definitely, I think he's going to be in coverage more than he was under Dan Quinn, just because if you're trying to use those double A gap blitzes, you've got to play the other side a little bit sometimes, where you show blitz and drop back and have him playing coverage. And so I think that Zimmer is going to use Micah in a lot of really diverse ways, but that it'll be, he may not be rushing nearly as frequently as he was with Quinn, but he might be more efficient on those rushes.
Bobby, as always,
appreciate
man,
you, Bobby.
I appreciate you making time, bud.
Absolutely. Thanks. Appreciate y'all.